Ready, jump!
With water splashing in no particular direction, a coach's voice echoes off the windows, and young swimmers wearing yellow caps touch the wall and reverse course. About 36 children are in the water for afternoon practice at the new Greensboro Aquatic Center. The facility has 3 pools, a diving well, and even classroom space. The Aquatic Center is adjacent to the Greensboro Coliseum. It opened back in August, and manager Susan Brayman says it serves more than 700 people each day.
It's been a whirlwind, but I think that we've exceeded expectations in opening on time and staying under budget and having the systems in place that have been pretty flawless.
The $19 million price tag was paid for largely by voter-approved bonds. The Aquatic Center has open swim, daily team practices, and is partnering with the Guilford County Schools to try to teach every second grader how to swim. Club coach John Bruning says all of the different programs are what set the Aquatic Center apart.
A lot of times people will wait until there's a need for it, and they're going one step ahead. So it's more proactive than reactive. It's a very forward-thinking thing, and I think in the long run it's going to pay off for the city.
Brayman, the facility manager, says one of her biggest challenges has been striking a middle ground between local needs and the national spotlight.
I think we have a nice balance, actually, of the local events that are helping our community with the high schools and our teams that we support, and those that are going to bring such a nice influx of money to the community for restaurants and the hotel people.
There are already more than 50 events scheduled at the Aquatic Center, with virtually every weekend through next September booked. The meets range from high school competitions to a 9-state sectional meet in March with 900 swimmers to a diving championship in August featuring performers fresh off the 2012 London Olympics. This week, the first significant event for the facility begins with the U.S. Olympic trials in synchronized swimming.
It's a real small event. There's like 40 athletes that will be vying for 10 to 12 spots on that team. And so it's going to be small, but yet we see it to be very prestigious.
Henry Fourier is president of the Greensboro Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says headline events will help build the image of the venue, and competitions bringing thousands of visitors to the region will generate an economic spark.
We're hoping to get, once again, a whole new audience exposed to our community to spend their dollars visiting through downtown, up and down High Point Road, and all of the great things Greensboro has to offer.
According to Fourier, larger meets could have a regional impact of several million dollars. Brayman estimates the center will make $20,000 to $25,000 from the synchronized swimming event. This year, she expects the facility to turn a profit because there won't be many maintenance costs, and they've booked so many events. She says in the future, the center will have a deficit of about $400,000 a year. Brayman says that shortfall would be significantly less than other swimming facilities in the region. She says the Greensboro Aquatic Center benefits from sharing some maintenance and administrative staff with the Coliseum.
We feel like we've saved several hundred thousand in salaries. We have 3 permanent full-time employees here, and the other 50 to 75 are what we would call roster part-time year-round employees.
Looking ahead, Brayman says she continues to apply for marquee national events. Earlier this week, the Aquatic Center was awarded the ACC Conference Championships in 3 upcoming years. In the meantime, the venue is ready to host its first national event. Music, choreography, costumes, and smiles will all be on display as the U.S. Olympic synchronized swimming trials get underway. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.